T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I do not like the cynicism that I'm hearing from Guardians fans. It's harshing my mellow a little bit. Like, I'm actually pretty excited about this team. I don't know it's going to be right out of the gates great, but like, I think over 162, I'm excited to see what this team can do. But you, before we even get into that, something is grinding your gears, and I think it's very, very fair.
It's just silly because, like, all of a sudden, I don't know how many folks out there are more casual fans like me. I'm guessing probably more so than are diehards. And like, yeah, I knew that Major League Baseball was opening today across the country. But, you know, we didn't have any 1 o'clock games.
Yep.
Okay. No 1 o'clock games. Okay. The first game today is on right now. It's the Angels in Baltimore. It was the 3:05 first pitch. And you and I were sitting here, you know, we've got Spectrum here in the studio. And so we're scrolling through, and we had Mac, you know, get on the remote, and because we're on the air, and he's looking through, scrolling through, trying to find. We're looking online, and, you know, MLB Network, which is a really nice network. You'd think maybe they would want to, like, air the game.
Yeah, like the first game.
Like the first game
of the regular season, yeah.
So
third in this case, because the Soul Series.
Legitimately, your season is opening today.
Yeah.
Like, you want people to be excited, you want some buzz, and you can't find one in game.
Yeah. I gotta say, it sucks as a baseball fan. Like, this, I do view today as a holiday. I thought it was great. Les Levine's son, Jeremy, who works with us, he always, on opening day, he always, you know, Les used to do the, oh my gosh, what were the Guardians, or the Indians baseball camps, where you go and
was it called? Like
the fantasy camp.
It was like a fantasy camp.
Yeah. And so Les went, and he's actually decked out in Indians gear from, I think, back in the 90s. And it's like, that's part of my opening day. I need to see that. I need to see the major league quotes. My favorite movie is Bull Durham, and Annie Savoy is a goddess. So I always like, and then like, I want to be able to turn on a game, not at one, at noon. I want a game on at noon, because I do think, like, I think it's important. To me, this is baseball. I don't want to just say fathers and sons, but to me, that is what it means, because that's what it meant for me and my dad. Like, this has incredible importance. And baseball, and I get, like, I know a couple of the games were moved to Friday because of rain. It's called adjust the schedule, Jack. It's called make your schedule bulletproof. It's called make sure you get games on and you have something going from noon until midnight. Because tomorrow, the games don't matter. I mean, yeah, I'm going to watch them, but in terms of the casual fans, this is your day. And it's been so it just sucks, because all the hallowed things that, as a baseball fan, all the things that should mean something, baseball has gone out of its way to prostitute or completely minimize. Like competitive balance, it's the biggest lie. Well, nope. If you are Cleveland, you got a three-year window if you're lucky. If you're the Dodgers, you can buy a 15-year window if you want. So you already deal with a game that is actively screwing you over, unless you're in LA, New York, Boston, or any one of the 8 biggest markets in America. So you're already going uphill. And now the day, like, this is, it's if you worship at the Church of Baseball, this is Christmas. This is that day. And baseball itself, like, it can't even take the damn day seriously.
It's incredible, man. I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. I just, you know, if you know how big the NFL opening day is.
Yep.
I mean, it's a damn near a holiday.
Yep. And I think leagues have looked at what the NFL does, which is, all right, we have a Thursday night game and then Friday game. And then we're going to do, you know, the rest of the games on Sunday. But we also have a Monday game and think, well, we can do that. Yeah, don't. Don't. Because that is the power of the NFL. And Major League Baseball, like last year felt like a perfect step forward where attendance was up. The rule changes did clearly work. So you have people who want to come back to baseball. Last year showed that. In Cleveland, the attendance was up. For a bad team, attendance was up. And how you reward them, the Guardians, and listen, I'm not trying to take a swat at the organization because I'm very excited about this team. The Guardians rewarded their team, their fans, and the guys in the clubhouse by trading two of their players in salary cap moves or getting a prospect at the deadline when you were still a 500 team. That's not rewarding your fan base for showing up. And baseball, following up maybe its best year in 20 years, a decade, I don't know. The most watched year is, make sure to catch that game at 7 o'clock tonight. Man, it's a kick in the you-know-what,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, ESPN today, man. Big game.
Yeah.
Who's even playing? Dodgers?
Oh, it's got to be.
Yankees?
I don't think it's Dodgers-Yankees.
I mean, one of those teams. Why,
I think the Cubs play the Rangers.
Oh, Cubs?
Let me see.
Dodgers are about to have first pitch against the Cardinals right now.
It is Cubs-Rangers. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Took way too long. But no, I'm right there with you. Like, if I had known that this was you're not going to see a national game until 7, or the first game you might be able to watch unless you have MLB TV is 4 o'clock even.
What's on at 4?
It's this Cardinals Dodgers game.
Oh, great!
But still, man, like, go all out, because again, for the first month of the season, you keep people for a little bit, but then we kind of, you know, the NBA playoffs pick up. Obviously, the tournament's going on the rest of the next couple weeks here. So, like, you've got other things. But the point is to have a positive picture in people's mind pretty picture. So that when you circle back to it in May, or if you circle back to it seriously once the NBA finals, like, that's the goal. Give yourself a chance at being part of that person's, like, mental picture of the summer that's very, very pretty 2 months from now. Now, that being said, I thank you for bringing that up, by the way, because I had been stewing on it.
It's just ridiculous.
And I didn't know when we were going to put it on the show. You and I are in lockstep on this. It is infuriating. But the other thing that is infuriating, I'm a little perturbed that we just don't have more of a buzz on the Guardians right now. And again, I'm trying to be respectful because I know there are valid reasons. I just mentioned the selling of the deadline last year. And more importantly, it wasn't just the fans. It was clearly not handled right in the clubhouse because of the way they had to kind of adjust on the fly. But we threw this Twitter poll out before the show. So, well, time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Side right there. Are the Guardians being slept on going into the season? We got 600 votes in right now. You guys can vote again. Afternoon 923 fan. 61% of the votes are saying no. I think they are. The highest I've seen the Guardians predicted is third in the Central. That actually seems to be like the spot. Their over-under is at 79.5%. wins. And I'll be honest with you. I don't see this team being middle of the road. When I say middle of the road, I mean I don't see this team being an 80-win team. I see this team being a 73-win team, or I see them being an 88-win team. Either you're going to just consistently be good and getting better, and your lineup's going to grow over the course of the season, and your rotation and bullpen carry you to when the lineup finally becomes good enough to say it's major league quality, or the health's going to be a problem on the pitching staff, and that's going to put pressure on the lineup, and then things are going to get out of whack. And oh, by the way, you have a rookie manager. Like
I totally forgot about that. A guy's never managed before.
I don't see this being an 80-win team. I see it being a team of extremes. What say you?
Extremes is probably a good way to put it. I don't know that it. What did they win last year? 70 some games?
Yeah. Yeah. They were like 76 wins or 78, I think.
78 wins. Okay. So, yeah, it's going to be tough. I mean, I don't know. The good news is they're still in a weak division. So that's always the positive here playing in the Central.
Mm-hmm. Well, but here's the thing. I mean, the Twins last year, they won 87 games. If you put them in the AL West, that would have made them the fourth team. I think this could be the kind of year where you have a 90 to 91 or 92 win team come out of this division.
Think so?
Yeah, because I think the Guardians, I think people forgot how badly things had to go last year for them to get 78 wins. Mm-hmm. Like, your rotation literally fell apart, and even though your season in some ways was saved by Gavin Williams, Tanner Bibee, and Logan Allen, they also weren't. They were replacing some of the innings of the rotation. They weren't replacing all the innings of Quantrill, Bieber, and McKenzie, who are guys who can go 7-8 innings or 6 or 7 or 8 innings. Those guys were more 4 or 5, maybe 6 innings if you were lucky. So towards the end of the season, you saw the strength building, and then some of the guys got shut down because of innings caps. Yeah. But all that weight then went to the bullpen. And the bullpen got over-leveraged early. That led to injuries, so that fell apart. And then the lineup clearly pressed. It was a car crash situation that led them to what's been one of the more embarrassing seasons in the last 20 years. This year, the rotation does look healthy. You're starting the season. You might get some good innings out of Carlos Carrasco, but all we need is Gavin Williams to get healthy. The bullpen, it got one real injury in Trevor Stephan. I think Barlow can be a significant eighth inning bridge to Emmanuel Clase. And I think the lineup has more real hitters than people realize. I think you've got 6 everyday players. And you just need to figure out over the first 60 to 80 games, you need to figure out the next 3. And that's shortstop, that's probably center field, and probably first base DH. So I do think, half the replies on this thing are people, get ready for the Guardians to suck. You might be right, by the way. You might be right. But I see a roster that has every bit the potential that it did 2 years ago, 2 years ago when they went and won 92 games and were one game away from being in the ALCS. They're younger. I understand that. There is a lot of talent on this team, and I think too many people are dismissing it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.